Fumboy Speaks, episode 105. Don't believe it. It's April Fool's Day on the internet, which means you shouldn't believe anything that you read today or have read by now. I don't know. It's just a horrible day to actually try and do anything serious on the internet because there's a lot of critical thinking that has to go on because people do put out just, you know, fake press releases and attempt to launch fake products. And it's, you know, and every once in a while I get caught up in one of these things. Google goes all out and they have like several things that they do. They said that YouTube was not a video sharing site, but an elaborate contest that's coming to a close today. There's apparently also a treasure map mode for Google Maps. There's some other stuff that they're doing. Google just spends way too much time and energy on on New Year, or not New Year's, but April Fool's. And it's, you know, for them, it seems like it's as much of a promotional activity as anything else. And yeah, I get kind of tired of it after a while. You know, ThinkGeek's also been putting out fake products on April Fool's Day for a while, and in fact, one of them actually got turned into a real product because people said, "Hey, I would like to buy unicorn meat." Of course, it's, you know, not real unicorn meat. I'm sure it's spam with a different label on it. But you know, the idea of something called unicorn meat was was interesting enough to somebody, I guess. And so, of course, today they've got a bunch of products already launched on their website that are basically April Fool's jokes. But when you click on the Buy Now button, what it does is it actually will say, haha, April Fool's. But if you would like one of these products to be real, maybe we'll make it. So they actually use April Fool's as a way to do product research, which, yeah, okay, that's a little bit clever. And the products are still funny. My favorite one I saw that they had on there was a creeper body pillow. I'm sure my kids would love that, actually. In any case, as I say, this April Fool's thing, you just have to realize that the internet's full of pranksters. And, you know, and really, I mean, every day on the internet, I mean, you could be taken advantage of by somebody who isn't giving you the full story or telling you the truth. So, you know, I guess this is our annual reminder that you can't believe everything you read on the internet. You have to do your own critical thinking. You know, it's. I don't know how I feel about people using it as promotional opportunities for their company or market research, but yeah, I guess it is our annual reminder that you just need to be careful what you read and believe on the internet, and please apply all forms of critical thinking to the information that you read, and just remember, especially on April 1st, just be skeptical of everything that you read on the internet. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.